For this Monday, March 17th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Saturday, a life-saving response unfolded in Mount Vernon when Posey County deputies were called to a home on Blackburn Road following a report of a 43-year-old male who had overdosed. The situation quickly escalated as dispatch confirmed the individual had been unconscious for several minutes and CPR was underway by family members. Upon arrival at 3:37 p.m. on Saturday, deputies found a man unresponsive on the floor of the hallway with no signs of breathing. One deputy began administrating CPR, while a second deputy took swift action, delivering a dose of Narcan, which is a medication used to reverse opioid overdoses. Despite no immediate reaction, they continued the compressions. A second dose of Narcan was administered, which prompted a brief response from the individual. However, his condition worsened again. At this point, the deputies, working together seamlessly, did not stop their life-saving efforts. A third deputy arrived, delivering another dose of Narcan, while assisting with CPR. At this critical moment, Black Township Fire Department personnel arrived with an automated external defibrillator to assist. However, the defibrillator malfunctioned and deputies continued CPR manually. Miraculously, after an intense few minutes, the man began to breathe again and regain consciousness, much to the relief of everyone involved. Further investigation at the scene revealed bulges in the man's pockets and deputies discovered a small bag of fentanyl, which the man later admitted was the substance responsible for his overdose. The man was transported by Posey County EMS to the hospital for further treatment, and the case is now being reviewed by the Posey County Prosecutor's Office for potential charges. Severe storms made their way through the tri-state area late Friday night into early Saturday morning, and Posey County Emergency Management says that if you still have any damage to report, you can do that by calling 838-1333 or emailing poseycounty.ema@poseycountyin.gov. Construction plans are moving forward for the Philip H. Hagman Event Center in Mount Vernon, a 27,000-square-foot facility designed for community events and youth programs. The space will include a large event hall, which can be divided into two smaller halls, along with classrooms, hospitality suites, offices, and a catering kitchen. A separate youth services area will feature game rooms, conference space, and administrative offices. The center will also include 241 parking spaces and a covered entryway. Contractors interested in bidding can access documents starting today, with bids due by April 14th. A pre-bid meeting is set for Wednesday at City Hall. The city of Mount Vernon will be having a heavy trash pickup day coming up at the end of the month. Items that will be collected include indoor and outdoor furniture, refrigerators, and freezers in which the refrigerant has been removed and tagged by a professional. They ask that the items be placed where your trash containers would normally be and that the items be put out on the scheduled pickup dates and no more than 24 hours before your scheduled pickup. For full details, you can find the release on our Posey County Radio Facebook page. Switching to some sports news, USSI Women's Basketball will be playing some more postseason basketball as they will be participating in the 48-team WNIT for a second straight year. On Sunday, officials with the WNIT revealed that USSI will join Lynnwood as the other OVC team competing in the tournament. The bracket with opponents, locations, and times will be announced today. In men's college basketball, the bracket was revealed last night for this season's NCAA tournament. The Indiana Hoosiers, who finished 19-13 on the year and a ninth place in the Big Ten, did not make the big dance. The Purdue Boilermakers are a number 4 seed and will play number 13 seed High Point in the first round. The Kentucky Wildcats received a number 3 seed and will battle 14 seed Troy in the opening round. The Illinois Fighting Illini were slotted as the number 6 seed and will play the winner of Texas and Xavier from the play-in round. The Louisville Cardinals earned an 8 seed and will square off against number 9 seed Creighton in their first game. Finishing up from the NBA tonight, the Indiana Pacers conclude a 3-game road trip in Minnesota against the Timberwolves. Tip off at 7 o'clock. The Pacers' record is 37-29. That's news and sports for this Monday, March 17th. We're keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at poseycountyradio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@poseycountyradio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great week. Your weather forecast is next.